Good morning. Time for a cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, Jake Grossniklaus with the Grady County Cattle Producers. Jake, how are you this morning?
Good, George. How are you this morning?
Having a super day, as always.
Yes, sir.
And it is that time once again for the annual meeting for the cattle producers coming up here in a couple of weeks. So Jake's here to give us a recap of this last year and what we could expect and all that. So looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a great year. The banquet this year is April 24th. It'll be on a Thursday this year, not a Friday. It'll be that last Thursday in April. We've got a great evening planned. We got the trade show social. This is our second year having it. We got a lot of new vendors, a lot of new sponsors. It starts at 5 o'clock with drinks and hors d'oeuvres. And then the banquet starts at 6:30.
This will be at the Grady County Fairgrounds.
This will be at the fairgrounds as normal on the north building on the east side. It'll be cram-packed. We're expecting a great turnout. We've got a great lineup of speakers coming, and then also a lot of awards to give out this year.
We like the awards.
All them kiddos love them.
All right, how many vendors for the trade show
So right now we're looking at about 30 inside vendors and about 4 to 5 equipment dealers are coming in. We've got a lot of local vendors as well as we're getting a lot of traction statewide. We got a lot of out of the county, out of town vendors coming in as well. So we're super excited about that. Super excited to offer our members even more stuff to kind of look at and stuff that could better further their operations.
Give us an example of some of the vendors.
So Top Hand Ag Equipment is coming out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. Dylan and Morgan Satterwhite, they're a Hydrobed dealer, HMI bin dealer as well. P&K is coming, Parallel Ag, Bob Lowe's, of course the co-op and LNC will be there. Ross Seed will be there. James Cyphers with ADM is going to come down from them. And then as well as a lot of state breed associations, the Oklahoma Angus Association, Oklahoma Hereford, Oklahoma Red Angus Association, Oklahoma Scimitar Association, and the National Charolais Association.
National.
Yep.
Nice.
So, I mean, we're creating a lot of traction this year, and we're super excited to get them vendors out there.
All right. And I'll have lots of information.
A lot of products and ways you can better your operation.
They're going to have some, like, drawings maybe or something?
No. So, actually, what we're doing this year, we're doing something different. We're starting a scholarship fund for the county cattle producers. The county cattle women have done a scholarship for years, and we thank them so much for that, but we also want to do a scholarship as well, just to kind of give more back to the youth. So this year, in order to have a booth, unless you were a sponsor of the county cattle producers, was the price is you have to donate a silent auction item, and we're gonna have a silent auction to raise money for that scholarship fund. So that's one of them. We will still have a handful of door prizes at the end, and then we're also, thanks to our new platinum sponsor and friends up at 7 Mile Processing in Minco, Sean and Shauna Russell, they're donating a half a beef for us to raffle off to raise money for that scholarship as well. Winner need not be present to win, but tickets are either $10 a piece or $40 for 5 tickets. And, I mean, that's about a $2,300 side of beef. So, I mean, it's a pretty good deal when you consider your investment and all that.
No doubt. And you can get tickets before?
You can get tickets before. They're getting printed right now, actually. Okay. The people we have them printed at, they're having little issues with their machines. But we hope to get them soon. If you want to get on the list for a ticket, either reach out to a board member or either call Grady County OSU Extension Office and we can get you put down for a ticket.
All right, who's all on the board right now?
So I'm currently serving as president still. I mean, I think it's kind of a shotgun election deal. It takes about 2 seconds to nominate.
Yeah.
Whitney Shank serving as vice president. Chancey Witzer, secretary. Harold Gillenwaters is our treasurer. Then we have Steve Calhoun, who used to work at Ross. We got Steve Standridge, Rick Hoffman, Andrew Cooper, Kenny Robinson, and I'm pretty sure that's about it. Okay. I think that's it. I always forget at least one person. So
right, and Harold will be coming off the board this year.
Harold
after
announced
years of service.
We are going to have an election this year. We've got two candidates running, both of them actually from the Verdon area, kind of like Harold. We have Brandon Willis, who, I mean, he's been involved in the cattle industry for years, and then Braden Hendricks recently moved home here about the last year. He's been gone to Stillwater running a purebred outfit, but Braden came home, and he wants to get involved on the board, and so we're going to have an election this year, and We're sadly losing Harold. We are losing a great voice on our board, and we appreciate almost 25 years of service to the Grady County cattle producers.
And he's worked at the Oklahoma cattle producers, has he not?
He has served in multiple positions. Yeah. On the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. I think it was two or three years ago he was Cattleman of the Year. So, I mean, it's a pretty cool deal and a very, very well-deserved honor for Harold and his wife, Nana.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the speaker for the event.
Speaker this year, I actually just confirmed him on Tuesday, is Dr. Rod Hall, our state veterinarian. Dr. Hall's going to come in and talk a little bit about some health issues. He is going to talk about the issues of, there's been a couple cases of screw worm down in Mexico, and a little more aggressive type of worm. I mean, we saw a flare up about 10 or 20 years ago. We kind of saw a flare up of screw worm. But he's going to kind of come in and talk about some precautions of that, as well as some other health related issues for cattle that, I mean, people kind of just need to be kind of not scared of, but just be kind of prepping for.
Thanks for being with us on our Cool Conversation program this weekend. Our guest is Jake Grossniklaus with the Grady County Cattle Producers Association. The big event for the kids.
For the kiddos, yes. The carcass contest results. It's been a heck of a year, George. We finally filled it on entries this year. We entered 25 steers, and that's our maximum is 25 steers. But we entered 25 steers. We weighed in 24. There was one young man had a show steer entered, and he called his dad and goes, "Hey, this thing's looking pretty good. I really don't want to put him in the carcass contest. Sure. I think he's got a shot at Hawaii." We entered 24. I mean, we weighed in 24, and then we lost about four along the way. Just some weren't gaining the way they needed to. And so then we weighed out 20, which is still a top number for us. And we've got a lot of good prizes to give out to them kids. We've actually, when we weighed them out, we have a three-way tie for first place in the game, 3.9 pounds.
Is that per day?
That's per day. Wow. Over 150 days on feed. So,
now, how old are the calves when they
get? They're normally in that 18-month to about 24-month range. I mean, we did have a handful of younger calves this year, but still, I mean, we had a beef on dairy calf, we had a speckle park, we had your normal Angus cattle, and then we had a couple show steers in there as well.
And what are the qualifications that that they look for, other than the daily weight gain? There's several categories, right?
So we've based this contest off a 100-point system. We kind of reorganized the points, and so it goes 45% off your average daily gain over 150 days on feed. Then it goes 45% off your carcass value, and then 10% off of an interview process. Carcass value is who has the most valuable carcass. And, I mean, kind of who's got the best bang for their buck on that deal. Mm-hmm. Now, the interview process, we just did the interviews last week. We bust up into three different divisions, junior, intermediate, and senior. And then those kids go in there, and they talk to a panel of three judges. And then they evaluate them on, like, what their knowledge is of the cattle kind of industry, how much did they work with their calf and all that. And I've got even them junior kids, they love going in there for that interview process because, I mean, they not only kind of get the points, but they get an extra $100 out of that deal. So it's a pretty good deal.
There you go. All right. What are the age? What's the age range for
the whole contest in general is either 9 years old or third grade and then up to a senior in high school.
Okay.
But then the breaks are for the juniors, it's fifth grade through third. Intermediate is 6th through 8th, and then seniors, and then the senior division is freshman on up.
Right. Who did the grading of the carcasses?
So Marty New with OXU Extension, he's done our grading for years. He goes up to semi-processing up in Minco. That's where he had them steers mm-hmm. processed this year. And he goes in, takes pictures of the ribeyes, collects all the data, and then he sends all that to OSU's. With Dr. Gretchen Mayfield and their team, and then they compute all that stuff, and then they send us back the data on them steers.
And some real nice prizes for
Grand Steer is we've got some awesome platinum sponsors this year. So, of course, we've got Apache Farmers Co-op and LNC. They've been two great platinum sponsors over the years. We got Oklahoma Ag Credit came on as a platinum sponsor this year, and then 7 Mile Processing also come on as a platinum sponsor. So we got four great platinum sponsors. But Champion Steer gets $1,500 in a big banner. Reserve gets $1,000. Third Overall gets $500, and then Best Rate of Gain and Best Carcass each get $250 apiece. And then if you win your interview division, you get $100 for winning that as well. And then everybody gets a banner on those top awards.
Now, I understand that Grady County had a pretty good OYE overall.
We had a really good OYE. Madeline Norvell went in there, and she was the grand champion steer. Also was the grand champion steer at the National Western Stock Show back in January, which, I mean, for the significance of it, that was the last National Western in on the hill in the old barn. So it was pretty significant. And then Cap Dunn. He was actually the steer that dropped out of the way out or the way in. Mm-hmm. He actually had champion Angus steer also at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. So it was a really good run for Grady County cattle producers at OYE this year.
How does Grady County compare on a statewide basis as far as cattle production and cattle numbers?
We are one of the I would say one of the top producing counties in the state. I don't have specific numbers. I actually tried to look them up before I slid in here. But in terms of OCA membership, we are also one of the top memberships. We have about 100 OCA members, and we're growing every year. And I mean, we're doing really good in our cattle grade, just as good as anybody. We actually had Cunningham Ranch up in Amber donated a steer to us for the state carcass contest, which is totally different than ours. But they donated an Angus steer, and we actually ended up winning the whole state carcass contest with that steer. The steer gained over 5 pounds a day and had like a $3,000 carcass value. We actually placed second on the gain, but we blew the carcass out of the water. So we want to give a shout out to Cunningham Ranch, Dale and Andrew Cooper and everybody up there at Cunningham's for donating that steer, because the money raised off that steer, our county gets half of it back since we're a unified county with OCA.
Great deal. So when you become a Grady County member, you automatically become OCA?
You automatically become an OCA member. So since we are a county or a unified county with OCA, you pay your $100 state dues, and then our county gets a rebate of $20 back. But even though if you're not an OCA member or you don't want to be an OCA member, we still want you to come to our county banquet and come hang out with us and have fun and have a good meal, because we're here not just for OCA members. We're here for all the Grady County cattle producers.
And who do they need to reach out to get tickets?
To RSVP for the banquet, reach out to Grady County OSU Extension, or either go like our Facebook page, and then we have an event set up, and you can go ahead and say you're going on there, or either call the extension office and just get on the RSVP list.
224-2216.
I got it memorized as well.
Me too. Almost calling on a weekly basis over there, Kelly Burrows and his crew over there.
Oh, so they're a good crew. We appreciate all they do for us.
All right. Anything else, Jake, we didn't know about?
That's all I've got. Okay. If you do want to vote in the election, you must be a paid member to vote in our board election.
And that'll be that night?
That'll be that night. Mm-hmm. You must be a paid member, and if you need to re-up your membership or you want to become a member, you can pay your dues there. OCA will have a booth, and we can get them the paperwork.
Appreciate it, Jake. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Jake Gross-Nicolaus with the Grady County Cattle Producers on our Cool Conversation program this morning. And a big shout-out to our sponsors, and they are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.